Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And today we're going to the GLIAC with the Ferris State standout receiver, Malik Taylor. Malik, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hey, it's going good. Well, hey, thanks for having me.
No, we were excited to get you on. I mean, you had a fabulous pro day, fantastic pro day numbers. When I heard about those, you know, my next thinking was, man, we got to get this kid on because he's a hot thing going right now with about literally 1 month to go till things get started in Nashville for the 2019 NFL draft. For you, Malik, I mean, what's it like being so close to what I would assume would be a childhood dream?
Oh, it's great, man, you know, especially me with my senior year being hurt senior year, you know, thinking that it was all going to be taken away from me with me not playing. So just for me to be able to complete two pro days and, you know, show out my skills in front of the scouts is huge for me. So it's really exciting.
I'm sure. And how frustrating was it? We know you dealt with the hamstring. I mean, prior to that, you led the teams in basically every receiving category in 16 and 17. 18 rolls around and the hamstring just completely derails that big-time senior year. What was that like just kind of going through the motions, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, it was – well, it's definitely one of the biggest challenges I've had so far. You know, it made it easier me being with the family and, you know, my loved ones stay by my side and, you know, try to keep me positive, especially with the team doing so good, you know, and didn't – with them going to the national championship. So, you know, I learned a lot from it, though. I learned to keep God first, and, you know, I definitely got a lot closer with God throughout this whole thing. And like I said, I'm just happy that I'm back and able to run for the scouts.
Awesome stuff. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously, it's coming to fruition for you, Malik. I'm curious, I mean, a guy your size with your athleticism, how do you kind of get lost in the shuffle kind of coming out of high school?
Well, to begin with, my freshman year, I didn't really play football. I was more of a basketball guy because growing up in Flint, you know, none of the athletes really like to play football. It was more of a basketball town. So I transferred out to Montrose my sophomore year, and Coach Reinhardt came up to me one day and, you know, asked me to play football. And I was, you know, I didn't want to play football. I was more of a basketball guy. But, you know, I went out and started getting offers and that. So that's really what it came down to.
Nice. And then the rest is history. And obviously you arrive in the GLIAC at Ferris State, and you've kind of really caught the world by storm, and again, fabulous size and athleticism. Once again, Malik Taylor here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of the show in its entirety, you can also check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we have his draft bio page up and available at collegetopro.com as we speak. So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of this thing. I mean, fabulous size, and so many times a guy from a smaller school doesn't have your height and weight. You know, usually guys are under 6 feet tall. They're more of a slot receiver. But, I mean, you are a full-grown 6'2", 211, 4'4 receiver with great skills. I mean, what was it like going through the pro days, and how much attention did you get afterwards from scouts?
Oh, it was great. Like I said, just for me to be out there and, you know, playing the game that I love and showcasing my skills was huge for me. And after, I believe there was 7 or 8 teams that came up to me and asked, you know, like, when do I graduate, where am I standing at currently, and, you know, what's the status of my hamstring, and how is that treating me, and what I learned from it. And, you know, most of them said they're going to give me a call in April. I'm not sure, you know, what that means, but, you know, they definitely said that I performed good for them, and, you know, that's my numbers were better than what they expected to see, so.
Okay. And going through the senior year, I mean, I assume we already know the answer, Malik. I mean, it probably had to be a wonderful feeling, but, I mean, how good did it feel that you got to perform so well, the hamstring held up, and these guys showed you a little bit of validation from all the hard work you've put in over the years?
Oh, it felt great. Like I said, I just tried to keep my faith over time, and, you know, Justin, obviously, he was my agent, kept his faith in me, and, you know, he signed me. You know, he helped me out with training and things like that. So, like I said, it's huge because at one point I thought that it was all over for me. And, you know, at the end it came out to work out for me, really. So, it was huge.
Excellent. And he's referring to Justin Van Vulpen. You guys are familiar with the program or familiar with the show. Justin's one of our favorite guys and definitely one of the keenest eyes on talent. And nonetheless, he was able to sign today's guest, Malik Taylor from Ferris State. Let me ask you this. We asked this. We kind of go through this with all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if we threw you in that film room, you're with those NFL scouts. They're breaking down game tape. I mean, what are the intangibles, those home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with?
You know, just my route running ability. I'm a full route runner. You know, I believe I'm patient in routes. You know, I'm a full package receiver. I feel like I can block good. You know, I'm good at getting in and out of breaks good. And, you know, I identify coverages good. And I can really line up anywhere. With my size, being 6'2", it's like you can line me up inside or outside. And, you know, I can make that contested catch.
Do you have a particular favorite route? I mean, if you're in the huddle and you hear this play, I mean, what's the play you love hearing the most?
I can't go wrong with the comeback. I love comeback just because I can change speeds up and DB and really break down your weight, come right out of it, and catch it, and have an opportunity to go upfield with it.
Awesome. And how about this one, Malik? We asked this just to benefit you because we know those guys at the next level do listen into our program. What may they not see on film? Maybe you're a film room junkie, like a weight room warrior, team captain. Maybe the offense that you ran at Ferris State didn't maybe allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, what do we need to know about you that we've yet to find out that's a big perk for you?
Oh, definitely my character and my work ethic. You know, I really feel like I'm the hardest working guy in this draft right now. You know, I'm sure we got a lot of guys that say that. But, you know, like I said, with me having that hamstring injury and, you know, still keeping my faith, still staying in the weight room, taking care of my body, keeping that faith, you know, staying in the film room, like you said, you know, all those things I believe is huge for me, and that's not something that they get to see, so.
Yeah, well, that's why we like to ask, because, you know, it's just an opportunity. We want to showcase you in the best light and get as much positive information from our guests as we can to the potential hires that are looming down the road, and, you know, 1 month away, April 25th, Nashville, Tennessee, things get started. I'm sure crazy times. You mentioned your training. Where were you training at, and how much maybe did you gain weight, shed weight, or just stay where you were from the time that you were doing those things?
So I was training in Wixom, Michigan with Jim Calabaso, who has trained with, you know, tons of NFL players. And, you know, he was really the best guy I could go to get my times right and things like that. Like I said, my bench press improved, all of my shuttles and the 40 times and things like that improved my technique. And as far as my weight, it kind of stayed at the same. We felt good at the weight I was at. And definitely my vertical went up. Because the first day I went there, I think it was at a 34. And, you know, I was working with Jim for a couple of months and went up to a 36. So.
You had some, I mean, what do we got here? I mean, this is what I got. I mean, for pro day results, I got a 4.4. I got the 36 end vert. I got the 10.6 broad, 4.02. That's a great 20 shuttle for a guy your size. 6.81, great three cone. Amongst all those drills, and I know you wanted to do every one of them better, but was there one particular one that just got away from you, or is that about as maxed out as you think you could have done across the board?
Oh, definitely the 40. You know, after the CMU pro day, when the times officially got out, I was talking with Justin, who was my agent, to guys listening, and he was saying, you know, we were debating if I was going to run again at Eastern Michigan's pro day, which is where I went to do position drills after. But, you know, he talked to a couple of scouts, and, you know, they said that the time I had was plenty fast enough for a guy my size. And but like I said, back when I was training, I've gotten in the 4.3s, you know, multiple times. So that's really something that I wanted to showcase at my pro day, but obviously that didn't come out to work out for me.
Hey, man. Hey, man, you're not the first one. It's a tricky day. It's a weird atmosphere. I mean, and for the people out there, if you've never been to a pro day, it's pretty of a pretty solemn attitude and atmosphere. I'd say the bench press is about the only time, you know, maybe the team actually kind of gets into it. Other than that, it's quiet. You're just kind of there. Everybody's in their own mode. They're focused. You know what it's like. I mean, you've played football your whole life. I mean, usually there's 10 other guys. You guys are getting about as wound up as you can be to conquer the next play. But this is just a different sphere. Do you kind of pick up on that?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely different. Even with training, you know, obviously we do the mock drafts and we try to make that as professional as possible and make it similar to how the pro days are going to be. But something about that pro day is just so different. You can't really, you know, replicate it throughout training. It's just a whole different atmosphere. You know, it's like it's show time. You know, if you can't mess up, it's way different. Like you said, with the bench press, there was no music on. There was no let's go. It was just down up. That's all it was really.
Yeah, it is. And nobody says nothing. And again, they, you know, the times are held so sacred that even if you would have ran a 4.1, besides maybe an ooh and an ah, nobody's going to say anything because it's nobody sees it. It's just, you know, all right, well, Malik ran a 4.22. No, nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's crazy. Once again, Malik Taylor, Ferris State standout receiver, kind enough to take some time to join us here on the C2P. Malik, we got somebody in the queue here, and they wanted to know, do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody out there that, you know, at the next level that maybe you get compared to?
Yeah, Amari Cooper. As far as his route running ability and his size and his weight, things like that, they really match up to what I believe I can do and what, you know, the scouts have told me that I could do. So Amari Cooper is really that player that I really look up to and try to study his film and, you know, pick up on some of the habits that he has and, you know, try to apply it to my game.
And no more on that. I think he was the fourth overall pick in I think it was the number four overall pick out of Bama. So, but nonetheless, he's doing his thing. Malik, I could keep you forever, but I know you got a lot to do, and we're almost out of time. But we never like to leave our guests without a couple off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, how about this one? Your head coach, Coach Tony Anesi. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago, we had a guy named Jalen Couch who always tried to impersonate Coach Anesi, and he just did such a good job at it. You know, he always had the guys laughing with the way he coaches practice and the way he yells out on the field. So.
Excellent. How about this one? Did you have a crazy nickname at Ferris State?
A couple of guys call me Agent 12, you know, just to joke around. And when we go out on the practice field, they always yell Agent 12 to me and things like that. But nothing off the wall.
Excellent. How about this one? Are you a better dancer or better dresser?
Dancer, for sure. Better dancer.
Great, man. You know, dude, I was almost going to stop asking that question. Like the last 10 guys I asked all said dressers. I'm like, nobody can dance, so I'm just glad I was about to end it. So thank God you did say dance. There's something different. And then the final one, this is the question we ask, again, all our guests, and we tally up the names right before our last show, before the draft, and we announced the winner. Female celebrities, if you could take out a female celebrity to dinner, who are you going to invite for a quick bite to eat?
Female celebrity. Ooh. If my girl allowed it, I would definitely go out with Rihanna.
Malik, you are in, we've probably talked to about 150 guys so far this year, and I think about 90 of them have all said Rihanna. So she's in the clear cut lead right now for dinners. You know, she better be working out a lot because she's had a lot of meals over the last probably since January. She's probably been eating out every night. Malik, hey, man, fabulous getting to know you a little bit. I know our audience was, there was a good buzz on Twitter when, you know, they found out you were coming on. So a lot of people are supporting you and well deserves the support. But we just like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and can't wait to find out where you land a month from now.
Okay, for sure. Thanks for having me again.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Malik Taylor, Ferris State receiver. And, you know, you got to love his dedication because this kid, a lot of hype, a lot of anticipation, and these guys know how much their senior season rides on being able to kind of really, you know, the I's, cross the T's, and that hamstring really just kind of derailed him. But he showed up big time and showed that athleticism at his pro days. And as he said, and I know Justin spoke about this as well to me, is he's such a great kid. And he mentioned his character on the show as well, but you're probably not going to find one of a finer young man. So again, bit out, shout out to Malik Taylor. If you want more, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we're going to finalize his bio and shoot that out onto the social media world. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P. I'm gonna go get some coffee.